I'm joined in the studio this afternoon by Peter Simmons from the Speen Heritage Group. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me.
Good afternoon.
And so just as a quick intro, just a little brief outline of what the Speen Heritage Group is and how long you've been established.
We've been established for some 6 years now, and the group was formed in order to try to promote, preserve and enhance some of the features of the heritage of Speen, quite an interesting village set on the top of the Chilterns.
And on that point, perhaps what you could give us a quick overview, what are some of the key points of the heritage of Speen?
The key features would be the tradition for wood turning by the men of the village who worked in the local beechwoods, and for the women, they were traditionally involved in the lace making industry. The village was also renowned for a spirit of nonconformism and had a very independent spirit, and that was reflected way back in 1802 when the villagers got together to build Speen Baptist Chapel, and the villagers collected flint from the fields and built their own chapel because they did not necessarily wish to conform with some of the other local religions.
Sounds fascinating. So Speen gives it Speen a character. It has a character of its own as a village.
Yes, and I think that probably is preserved today. It's a very lively and active village, busy community, puts on lots of events, festivals, fetes, bonfire functions. There's lots of clubs, sports activities. It is a very lively village.
And there's stuff going on then for people of all ages, because I know that I see lots of things going on from, I have friends in Speen, and there seem to be all kinds of village events going on quite a regular basis.
Yes, we've got our Village Fun Day coming up very shortly. There's functions connected with the school. There's lots of organisations in the village catering for the different needs of sections of the community.
Excellent. So in 2017, it's obviously very important to have a sense of a community, so that people then have a feeling of belonging to their village.
Yes, indeed. And that is what we're seeking to promote, partly through the work of the Heritage Group, so that we retain that spirit and the identity of the community. Architecturally, the village features a lot of brick and flint traditional cottages, and that is something that we're keen to preserve. The Heritage Group also considers any planning applications which might have any impact on any of our important listed buildings, again, in order to try to create this identity on the village and preserve that.
And I imagine there must be quite a number of listed buildings, and because I've sort of driven through Speen, and it's a very picturesque village, lots of lovely old buildings.
It is a very picturesque village, and there's probably between 13 and 15 important listed buildings, even beyond those, there's a lot of modern cottages which have been built very attractively in the traditional brick and flint materials,
which is, I guess, another character, part of showing the character of Speen, because it's important when you have a village that has that kind of tradition to make sure that it's upheld.
Very much so, yes.
And so how many people are there in the Speen Heritage Group?
There's predominantly four very active committee members, and we engage in different sort of roles. Clive Rainbow has in particular done a lot of research into the history of individuals. So in the First World War, 12 of our village lads went off to fight and didn't return. And he has done a considerable amount of research at the County Library and published individual accounts on many of the victims. And then there's other aspects that we've sought to enhance. Last year we produced a heritage group calendar featuring some of our attractive buildings, our listed buildings, some of the wildlife that can be seen in the village, and also featured some of the important activities that take place throughout the year. So to create this image of a strong community.
And I always do get the very strong sense that Speen has a big community feel, so something like this is very important for that and helps to hopefully pass it on to future generations as well.
Yes. I mean, in that connection, we have both maintained a large record of historical documents, deeds, photographs, and we have an archive that we maintain, which is an important record for anybody wanting to come and do any research on the past of Speen, as it were.
How long have you been involved in the Heritage Group?
Since its inception, so I was probably the part of the driving force, I guess, behind it originally.
Excellent. What was it that inspired you to create an actual institution, as it were, of that type?
Just that it is a strong community, and I think that this helps to enhance that and maintain an identity in the village. Way back in 2000, we erected a village sign which features some of these key elements that I've mentioned. It's set at the heart of the village, opposite the village shop, and it features the bodgers who used to turn the wood in the woodland for the chair-making industry in High Wycombe. It features the ladies carrying out their lace-making work. And finally, at the bottom, it has an image of the village chapel, which embodies this spirit within the village of independence.
Excellent. And how far back do your archives go into the history of Speen? How old the first records are from the village?
I mean, there's records which go back to Grimm's Dyke, which was an ancient earthworks. But in terms of the modern history or more recent history, we have reasonable records from the 1600s. Speen is adjacent to Great Hampden, obviously the home of John Hampden, who was on the parliamentarian side in the Civil War. And we have reasonable records related to that. But then from about 1800 onwards, following the construction of the village chapel, we have good records and deeds recording many of the properties and the chronology as to how the village grew, how the village was almost laid out as a result of the Enclosure Acts in the 1820s. And that's the type of record that we have.
Fantastic. And what activities does the Heritage Group mainly carry out today? You say you've run quite a few events.
We have erected this signage, and last year we also brought to fruition our village guided trail. So we have a heritage trail leaflet that we've produced, which is available and on sale in Speen stores. And this provides a guided route around the village, which is probably about a mile and a half long, and takes in most of the listed buildings and important features within the village. We have conducted several guided walks for groups that visit the village and also for the villagers themselves. So that is something that we've effectively provided to pass on this knowledge and help preserve it for future generations.
Fantastic. And I think it's so important when you have a village which is as rich as Speen in terms of its history and its heritage and culture, it's a vital thing to be able to pass that on. And so that's an excellent way of, and also allowing people who might be maybe drive through Speen and have never actually thought, well, actually I could take a look and really explore the history of it by following the guided tour. That's immediately when you said that, it's kind of a light bulb has gone in my head. It sounds like something that would be fascinating, certainly.
Good.
And so what would you like to do if you look ahead into the future? What are your plans for the Heritage Group?
We have had other projects in mind. We can't always bring them to fruition. I mean, we would like to get some historic plaques or some plaques erected on some of the historic buildings, just to explain in very brief terms a bit about their history and where they fit into the whole village history and its chronology. So that's one of the ideas that we've had. We may contemplate this year doing Christmas cards, again featuring some of our important buildings and maybe some of the events that take place throughout the year in the village, again to create this sense of identity.
Fantastic. And if there's somebody listening who lives in Speen and they think, well, actually I'd quite like to get involved with this, I want to help explore the heritage of my village and pass that on, is there a way for them to get involved?
Yes, certainly. I mean, we would welcome hearing from villagers. So on the village website, there is a section for the Heritage Group. My email address is published in the village newsletter, the Speen and North Dean News. So anybody wanting to make contact should be able to find my phone number or my email address there. We would be pleased to hear from people.
Perfect. Peter Simmons from the Speen Heritage Group, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.